see something, say something. The basics of general aviation security. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. It's election day in the U.S., so many of us have been deluged with politics the last few weeks. The last week has seen what apparently was a successful attempt by an Al-Qaeda branch to get explosive devices onto airliners headed for the U.S. If you're like me, such a confluence of themes in the news causes my thoughts to turn to wondering what next bit of security theater might land on general aviation. So, I thought we might all find it calming to hear the comments of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano from Oshkosh this summer. There weren't many people there to hear her, perhaps because some of us felt we had reason to fear what might be in an announcement about general aviation security. But the announcement turned out to be fairly benign. Secretary Napolitano started by acknowledging the presence of John Pistol, who had just been named administrator of the TSA.
I want to thank John Pistol for his leadership of TSA as the newly confirmed administrator. And I'd also like to thank the general aviation community for your partnership and for the measures that you have taken to protect this important part of the transportation sector. Now, as you know, and as John mentioned, threats to our nation's aviation system have not gone away. And while protecting commercial aviation clearly remains a priority for us, we are equally committed to enhancing the security of general aviation as well. This includes that ensuring flights coming to the United States have been properly vetted and provide the necessary information about passengers and crew. It means screening aircraft to prevent entry of dangerous weapons or materials. And it means elevating security across the sector, including raising awareness among pilots and the public about potential threats. So today I am pleased to announce two initiatives that will help us achieve these objectives and further contribute to our layered security approach. First, we are going to expand our successful If You See Something, Say Something campaign to the general aviation sector. Time and again, we have seen the role the public can play in helping alert authorities to potential terrorist plots or criminal activity, including most recently the attempted attack in Times Square. The If You See Something, Say Something campaign encourages pilots, passengers, and those who work in our general aviation sector to report suspicious activity to the appropriate authorities. Now, that could be a suspicious person, parcel or bag, or an activity that seems unusual or out of place. In meeting with the leaders of the general aviation sector over lunch, we emphasize that in a way, this is a force multiplier for us because we have hundreds of thousands of individuals involved in the general aviation sector who, if they see something, say something, help us identify risks before those risks materialize. Now, the campaign builds on the model created by New York City for its mass transit system, and it is funded in part by DHS. A few weeks ago, we expanded the If You See Something, Say Something campaign to passenger rail systems nationwide in partnership with Amtrak, and we will be expanding it further in the coming months. So general aviation is our next step. There is a national phone number, 1-866-GA-SECURE, 1-866-GA-SECURE, which is 1-866-427-3287, 427-3287. And that's the number you can call to report suspicious activity. That will ensure information gets to the appropriate authorities and also that it gets to appropriate authorities in the right time. We are grateful in advance for the public's cooperation with the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. And again, I want to thank the general aviation community for your involvement.
In a moment, the other half of the announcement and an acknowledgement that improved security can't come at the cost of making the system inefficient. You are listening to a special feature from Arrow News.
Piperjet.
Hypersport.
Pipermatch.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/piperaircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the ANN special feature. Today, we're recalling the comments of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano at Oshkosh. Following the announced expansion of the See Something, Say Something campaign, the secretary brought some welcome news about the streamlining of one of the more onerous recent bits of security theater in GA.
Now, our second announcement today recognizes that stronger security and increased efficiency go hand in hand. So at DHS, we have actively looked for ways to both enhance security and facilitate the flexibility of our general aviation system. So today, I'm pleased to announce that we are taking action to streamline the security process for international general aviation flights entering and exiting the United States. General aviation aircraft flying to and from international destinations will no longer need to submit paperwork to both the Transportation Security Administration and Customs and Border Protection. Instead, we are creating a one-stop process that will enable pilots to utilize CBP's Electronic Advanced Passenger Information System, known as EAPIS, to submit the necessary information. This new streamlined system will take effect on the 1st of September. It will create efficiencies for pilots and the general aviation community as a whole, while promoting a single DHS-wide approach to maintaining robust general aviation security standards. So I'd like to thank the general aviation community for your support of these two efforts, for your engagement in the development of our general aviation program and initiatives, and for your own actions and initiatives to help keep general aviation safe.
It's worth noting that the visit by former FBI honcho and new TSA Administrator John Pistol to Oshkosh this summer was later mentioned by him as having informed TSA's deliberate pace in revising the so-called large aircraft security program, which would have burdened general aviation with inappropriate screening techniques cloned from the airline industry. Pistol has recently said the reason a revised LASP proposal isn't ready yet is because his Oshkosh experience proved significant in communicating the spectrum of activities encompassed by GA. Let's hope these visits continue. You've been listening to a special feature from Arrow News. Find us on the web at arrow-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.